This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. With only one day left for campaigning to end for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections, political leaders are making all-out efforts to garner support in favour of their party candidates. Campaigning in Gujarat today, senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed election rallies in Chota Udaipur and Vansda. He said reservation is the constitutional right of SCs, STs and OBCs and will remain intact as long as BJP is power. Mr. Shah said, BJP is committed to the development of all classes of society in the country. He slammed the Congress party for misleading the tribals and spreading misinformation regarding reservation system. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra addressed a rally at Banaskantha in the state today. She reiterated the party's commitment to the welfare of farmers and labourers of the country. Ms. Vadra said, if the Congress party comes to power, it will set up a permanent commission to ensure minimum support price to the farmers. In Uttar Pradesh, Bahujan Samaj Party President Mayawati held a public meeting at Agra. She alleged that the people of the country are facing hardships due to rising inflation and unemployment. She said due to the wrong economic policies of the BJP, the small and middle class businesses are badly affected. She alleged that both Congress and BJP are against SCs, STs and OBC reservation. In Uttar Pradesh, 10 constituencies will go to polls in the third phase on Tuesday. Campaigning for the remaining phases is also in full swing. Top leaders of major political parties are touring different states and holding rallies and roadshows to attract the voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held election rallies at Palamu and Gumla districts in Jharkhand and at Darbhanga in Bihar today. In Jharkhand, Mr. Modi said 25 crore people came out of poverty in last 10 years of the NDA government. Mr. Modi said he has ensured that the poor get access to the internet, which was meant only for the rich people during the Congress rule. He accused the Congress of ruining tribal districts and being solely responsible for their backwardness. In his Darbhanga rally, Mr. Modi alleged that Congress and RJD-led governments have ruined the future of Bihar. He also attacked the RJD chief, Lalu Prasad, alleging him for the involvement in land for job scam. Scrutiny of nomination papers for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha election is being held today. The filing of nominations for this phase ended yesterday. Monday is the last day for withdrawal of candidature. Polling in the fifth phase will be held on the 20th of May for 49 Lok Sabha seats in 6 states and 2 union territories. Scrutiny of nomination papers is also being held for the second phase of assembly elections in Odisha. Former Delhi Congress Chief Arvinder Singh Lovely joined the BJP in New Delhi today in the presence of Party General Secretary Vinod Tavre. Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri was also present on the occasion. Former Delhi Minister Rajkumar Chauhan, former AICC Secretary Naseeb Singh, former MLA Neeraj Basoya, former NSUI Chief Amit Malik also joined the BJP. A Delhi court today granted a 3-day custody of Arun Reddy to the Delhi police in the case of an allegedly doctored video of Union Home Minister Amit Shah. Reddy handles the social media account of Congress. The alleged video was shared on social media handles of the Telangana Congress. The Delhi police this week also summoned Telangana Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy in connection with the case. The BJP's Telangana unit filed a complaint against the CM and the Congress state chief, Revanth Reddy, at the cybercrime police station, accusing the party of fabricating and morphing the speech of Amit Shah. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Shimla today on a 5-day visit to Himachal Pradesh. She was received by Governor Shiv Pratap Shukla and Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu at the airport. President Murmu was accorded a guard of honour. Later, she proceeded to the Rashtrapati Nivas, the retreat in Mashobra. During her visit, the President will visit the catchment area in Kufri, participate as the chief guest in the convocation ceremony of the Central University of Dharamsala, and also take part in a cultural program at the historic Gaiety Theatre in Shimla. Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Gujarat Titans are gearing up for a high-stakes showdown in the IPL this evening in Bengaluru. Both teams vying for a crucial victory to sustain their hopes of making it to the playoffs. And that is